brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you for joining us on the 17th day of August, 2010, this Tuesday edition. David McMichael, a former CIA analyst, will be joining us today to deal with the top story. Israel has 8 days to hit Iran's nuclear site. That is now in the French news agency Today. And the top story on the Drudge Report, Kurt Nemo noticed these drumbeats in the last 2 days and has written several articles dealing with it, that the neocons are saying that they need to strike by the 21st, 22nd, or 23rd, because they don't actually turn the reactor on until a few days after that. So here's the headline. Israel has 8 days to hit Iran nuclear site. Israel has 8 days to launch a military strike against Iran's Bashir nuclear facility and stop Tehran from acquiring a functioning atomic plant, a former U.S. envoy to the U.N. has said. Iran is to bring online its first nuclear power plant built with Russian help on August 21st when a shipment of nuclear fuel will be loaded into the plant's core. At that point, Bolton warned, it will be too late for Israel to launch a military strike against the facility because an attack would spread radiation and affect Iranian civilians. So they have to attack it to save Iranians. Got to love that spin. Once the uranium, once those fuel rods are very close to the reactor, certainly once they're in the reactor, attacking it means a release of radiation. No question about it, Bolton told Fox Business Network. So if Israel's going to do anything against Bashir, it has to move in the next 8 days. And he said this yesterday. Another neocon said it over the weekend. So how was it 8 days? The 21st is 5 days away. It goes on, absent an Israeli strike, Bolton said, Iran will achieve something that no other opponent of Israel, no other enemy of the United States, the Middle East, really has, and that is a functioning nuclear reactor. But when asked whether he expected Israel to actually launch attacks against Iran in the next 8 days, Bolton was skeptical. I don't think so. I'm afraid they've lost the opportunity, he said. The controversial former envoy of the United Nations criticized Russia's role in development of the plant, saying the Russians are, as they often do, playing both sides against the middle. The idea of being able to stick a thumb in America's eye always figures prominently in Moscow, he said. Iran dismissed the possibility of such an attack from its arch foes. So we're going to be talking more about that coming up in 30 minutes with David McMichael. We called to get Ray McGovern on, former top CIA analyst yesterday, but he was going to be traveling today and tomorrow. So he recommended his friend David McMichael, who, in his words, was even more senior than he. So I look forward to interviewing Mr. McMichael and to get his expert analysis of the situation coming up in about 30 minutes, in fact, exactly 30 minutes from now, 33 after, when he joins us. Also, after the break that's coming up, Pentagon warning over China military buildup. Here's another headline. Pentagon says China's military power is growing. Another headline, China targets U.S. troops with arms buildup. Another headline from Reuters, China, U.S. playing risky game on the high seas. China tests space station module to launch in 2011. North Korea flew drone over sensitive border, South Korea. This is all AP, Reuters, Washington Times. They're really introducing China as the enemy. I've got an issue with that. Why did the globalists arm and fund China at the disadvantage of the United States? And then now they're claiming China wants to get America when they put China in this position of power over this crumbling country. It's all part of their master plan. We'll discuss that coming up. We'll also get into Dr. Paul Craig Roberts' article, The Ecstasy of Empire, published at InfoWars.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What was it? 4 months ago, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy at the Department of the Treasury under Reagan, the father of Reaganomics, Wall Street Journal editor, syndicated columnist, retired. But then he came right back from retirement because you can't keep a good guy down and said, hey, I'll start sending you my columns to publish at InfoWars.com. And we're glad he did that because every week or so, the Drudge Report is now linking to his columns, something the Drudge Report didn't do previously. And his latest article is The Ecstasy of Empire. And the Drudge Report linked to it yesterday. It's still up there today. It's moved from the top of the page to the left-hand column, The Ecstasy of Empire. And the article ends with a quote here saying, without a revolution, Americans are history. I would simply alter that to say, without a restoration, Americans are history. But that's called revolution by the criminal corporations that have taken over this nation. And on short notice, he's agreed to come on. I appreciate the crew getting on that. He'll be joining us after David McMichael comes on, coming up in about 25 minutes. He's a former Central Intelligence Agency top analyst, 10-year veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps. He was a counterinsurgency expert in Southeast Asia for his 4 years there. He also served as an analyst for the National Intelligence Council, and, of course, a lot more. He has a Ph.D. in history from the University of Oregon, and it just goes on from there. He will be joining us to break down, of course, the most important news that we're facing. We noticed that key neocon operatives like Jeffrey Goldberg of The Atlantic And, of course, Mr. Bolton, a former U.N. ambassador under Bush, are saying Israel has got to hit the Bashir reactor within 3 days of the fuel rods being delivered on the 21st. They're supposed to be inserted by the 24th or 25th, because then it would create a Chernobyl-type meltdown situation if they bomb an active reactor. So they're pushing this like it's some type of humanitarian preemptive strike. And, of course, 3 weeks ago, Ray McGovern, former top CIA analyst, said the word is they've green-lighted a possible attack. They're locked and loaded with the Israelis and the U.S. military with a bombardment strategy targeting hundreds of installations inside Iran. They're already preparing the blockade, which is an act of war, according to the Geneva Convention and what Ron Paul has talked about from the House floor. So Israel has 8 days to hit Iran's nuclear site, Bolton says. AFP, this just came out in the French news agency and Reuters in the last 3 hours. Proud of Kurt Nimmo catching all this war chatter over the weekend, having the first big article out on it yesterday morning with the headline, Iran attack within the next week. So we will continue to break all of this down coming up, and we'll look at the economy and the state of affairs with Dr. Roberts. He'll be popping in for 30 minutes at the bottom of the next hour. We'll have wide open phones in the third hour of the transmission today. First, I wanted to get into the Pentagon and the media are really beating the drum now that China is our enemy and that China is a threat. And, of course, that's true, but not in the perspective, not in the way that they are presenting it. If you look at the deals that Richard Milhouse Nixon, under Kissinger's directives, engaged in back in the 1970s, and you look at what the ambassador to China set up, George Herbert Walker Bush, in the 70s, the globalists, the Council on Foreign Relations and others, the Anglo-American elite, went to China and said, we will make you the heart of the future world government. In the next century, the 21st century, will be the Chinese century. We want to move our main base of operations over to China. They then, in subsequent administrations of Ford, Reagan, George Herbert Walker Bush, Clinton, George W., and now Obama, got laws passed and engaged in regulatory maneuvers where almost all of our industry moved to China. They raised the taxes, increased the regulations, the harassment on the United States, and then put tax incentives in to move industry to China. The United States countless times has given our weapons technology to China. They've conduited the technology to Israel, who publicly sells it to the highest bidder, not just to China, but to South Africa, France, anybody else, Russians, who will buy it. You're not supposed to criticize what Israel's doing, basically taking over many areas of the Pentagon and creating the Office of Special Planning that creates the fake WMD propaganda and that uses the private contractors privatizing the military to feed disinfo. I mean, it's just incredible how this country's been taken over. So the United States, for all intents and purposes, isn't even manufacturing most of its military hardware in the United States. It's going on in Western Europe, Eastern Europe, and now in some cases, China. They're even starting some of their weapons contracts for some of the components in Vietnam, in South Korea. I mean, this is a joke. We can't even make our weapons here, because the United States is being dissolved. We supply poor people to be the manpower of the military because they can't get regular jobs. That's the plan. And the United States is having its credit card run up into astronomical stratospheric red to fund the globalization. Then the United States is to be blamed and is being blamed for all the ills of the world. You see this with global media consortiums like News Corp. In European publications they own, they demonize the United States, but then domestically they push the wars and all the propaganda and tell us that we're fighting a holy, you know, fight for Christendom in the clash of civilizations. So they're playing all different sides off against each other in this complex balancing act. And now the Pentagon comes out and says, oh, my gosh, China is now the second biggest economy. Within 12 months, they're set to be the biggest economy. They are the biggest user of energy. within 3 years, they will completely dwarf us, not only overtake us in China and India and 100 plus other, it's over 160, third world and developing world nations have zero environmental standards, zero carbon taxes, and then tax incentives for our businesses to move there. Of course, the country's going into cardiac arrest. Of course, all the new state and federal taxes are causing the economy to go into cardiac arrest even faster. This is all a consolidation operation. So all these people in the media that wrap themselves in the American flag and say that if you're against wars, that if you're against invasions, that if you're against all of this tyranny, all of these individuals that are out there promoting this, they know full well what they're doing. They know full well what they are a part of. And then they always sell you on naked body scanners and checkpoints and surveillance cameras and face scanning and license plate reading cameras on their fighting Al-Qaeda. But then you discover Al-Qaeda is their creation to destabilize whether it's southern Serbia or whether it's Pakistan or Afghanistan. It's a divide and conquer mode. And you discover that almost all of the training that goes on, I'd say over 95% of it or more, is not for fighting turbaned men from Central Asia or the Middle East. The entire architecture of this is designed and publicly admitted to be for the American people. And there's a giant illegal covert intelligence operation now going public because they've completed it of threat fusion centers, federalizing police with the CIA in control of the bases, merging local police with the military. This is all happening now. So let's go over some of this latest propaganda. They've destroyed our industry. They're coming in with the carbon taxes. They're federalizing everything. And then they tell you that China is supplanting the United States when it's the globalist. And the Council on Foreign Relations, just search the term CFR.org, the Chinese century. And they brag with pleasure in countless C-SPAN productions in the last decade. Before that, they were having secret meetings, and the CFR was almost completely secret. Now they're out in the open saying that this was part of their plan to where we're totally dependent on China, who is authoritarian and has enslaved their people, and who is a eugenic state carrying out forced abortions, infanticide, one-child policies, and mass drugging of their water supplies, just as our water supplies are drugged. They are on the globalist team. They work with the bankers. And now they're giving the public the narrative of why we're collapsing, blaming it on the communist Chinese, when they're only a large engine in the larger structure. They're just one of the larger cogs in all of this. Pentagon warning over Chinese military buildup, French news agency. China is extending its military advantage over Taiwan and increasingly looking beyond, building up a force with power to strike in Asia as far afield as the U.S. territory of Guam, the Pentagon said. Well, yeah, now they menace U.S. shores on the east and west coast, Atlantic and Pacific, with their nuke subs. In an annual report to Congress, the U.S. Defense Department said Monday that China was ramping up investment in an array of areas, including nuclear weapons, long-range missiles, submarines, aircraft carriers, and cyber warfare. Oh, but the government will take over the free internet and shut down free speech and get rid of net neutrality to protect us from the communist Chinese they created. And I remember old-timers writing about this, Anthony Sutton, who worked for Congress and others, that in 49, Mao Zedong had been put in power and that Chiang Kai-shek had been double-crossed by the CIA. And then years later, I saw the CIA section chief in an interview from 1949 bragging that they put Mao in, and David Rockefeller's now written books about it, bragging how they put Mao Zedong into power, who killed conservatively 64 million people. The Chinese government says 80-plus million. The balance of cross-strait military forces continues to shift in the mainland's favor, the report said. The Pentagon said China's buildup on the Taiwan Strait has continued unabated, despite improving political and commercial relations since the island elected Beijing-friendly President Mei Ying-jeou in 2008. What happened in 2000? What deal was made and never stopped by Reagan or Bush Sr.? giving them the Panama Canal. This is all part of a sellout.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
I want to quantify what's happening very simply. Globalism is where mega corporations come in, buy off your federal and local governments, and have the laws changed to give them unfair trade imbalance so they can consolidate control over every industry. Then they move into the police state phase, knowing that those populations are going to resist them. This is in the IMF and World Bank documents that linked in 2002. And, of course, the John Perkins, economic hitman, he wrote about it. Many others have exposed it. Then they come in with a police state, which they also privatize, so they make profits off of oppressing you. It's a extremely Machiavellian program of control. It's pure genius. But only a dumbed-down public can be defeated by this system. If you're aware of it and how illegitimate it is and cut through the propaganda and stand up and say no, their system will fail. But because it's always covert and they always deny to your face what they're admittedly doing, it's hard to defeat when you've got a television head, couch potato population that doesn't see themselves in the role of freedom fighters. And if you go back to China 150 years ago, it was taken over by Western powers and divided into more than 10 different units. In some cases, there were more than 15 regions, generally about 11, controlled by different European powers, including the United States. The United States had a sector of China that it controlled and exploited. And so the United States, as we know it, doesn't exist. It's been absorbed by the North American Union system and the Transatlantic Treaty of 2007 with the EU under its rules. And under these new rules, the Bill of Rights and Constitution and the Congress itself has become ceremonial. They're nothing but managers and errand boys that carry out these larger operations. And so as this program of consolidation accelerates, they will continue to play nationalist tensions to get more defense funding in the name of countering China that they have built up. But they gave China the Panama Canal. They relinquished many areas of Africa to China. They relinquished many areas of Asia to China. They have allowed China to build up high-tech weapon systems. They've given China these systems. And China is now the new model of the New World Order. So the United States is just a exploitation ground by the globalists, just like China is. The American people are going into an authoritarian system. Our old free society is being phased out. We are more and more becoming an unfree nation, just like China has been under tyranny for centuries. Mexico is under tyranny. Europe is sinking into tyranny. What is the EU? A bunch of unelected bureaucrats paid off by major corporations looting their population. It's the same global cabal, a global corporate governance system that has removed checks and balances and is setting up high-tech surveillance and oppression grids and private mercenary systems to oppress what's left of free humanity. And so the United States, while it's been funding the global empire, has been getting the blame for the crimes of the globalist. And now as we enter the final phase, the United States is being fully bankrupt and hung out to dry, and Maurice Strong and Kofi Annan and all these globalists are moving to China as their new command base. And so we see the Pentagon now hyping all of these threats, saying, oh, there's a warning over Chinese military. China's military power is growing, AP reports, and challenging them. Washington Times, China targeting U.S. troops with arms buildup. Pentagon cites anti-access missiles in report that they're aggressively building up military forces to strike U.S. forces in the Western Pacific and elsewhere. As part of the Pentagon calls an array of high-tech anti-access missiles, submarines, and warplanes in its latest annual report. So, again, we're all looking at this as a U.S. versus China situation when it's the globalist above our nations playing us off against each other and profiting off the enslavement in both areas. Here's another one. Reuters. China, U.S. playing risky game on the high seas. The game of military bluff that China and the United States are playing off the Chinese coast could erupt in full-fledged crisis, hitting the arteries of global trade if the Pentagon worries about missteps ever to come. China has been investing big slices of its growing wealth. We buy DVD players and television sets and toys and furniture and linens and everything else, and they buy weapons. And they produce it in their own country, so they have an industry. And if you're going to have a war economy, it should at least help your own nation. But notice, we don't get to have that here. China has been investing in big slices of its growing wealth in modernizing its military and turning its once cranky navy into a blue water fleet that can project power far from its shores with nuclear subs and aircraft carriers. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Republicans and Democrats alike are now fighting the erection of a fence along the Mexican border so they can prepare for the North American Union to merge Canada, Mexico, and the United States into one economic bloc? Just like the European Union, we'll lose our national sovereignty, our Bill of Rights, and Constitution. These ultra-rich men rule the world in secret right now, but will openly rule it very soon. Is this what Americans want? Then we need to repent before our God. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Coming up in an hour, former head of policy at the Department of Treasury, former Wall Street Journal editor, best-selling author, columnist at Infowars.com with a syndicated column, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts will be joining us. He wrote The Ecstasy of Empire, dealing with how private corporate interests are completely destroying this nation by design, and that if there is not a revolution in this country in the near future, his quote is here at the end of the story, without a revolution, Americans are history. We'll get exactly what he means by that coming up later in the next hour. We're about to go to David McMichael here in just a moment. But before I do that, I wanted to tell you about a few of the great sponsors that made today's radio broadcast possible. First off, efoodsdirect.com. This is high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid food insurance you can eat. It lasts 10-plus years. It's made fresh every week. This is an old storable food like a lot of companies are selling. It's, I bought a lot of storable food, and this is the company I found that's the best. They have only the best ingredients. They're just wonderful folks. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread with all the war talk and the depression and all the things that are going on. It's good to be self-sufficient. Believe me, the government and major corporations have their own depots of food and weapons. You need it as well. eFoodsDirect.com, the letter E, foodsdirect.com, or banners up on Infowars.com, or give them a call at 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. And while I'm speaking of preparedness, Acolablue.com, it looks like a water cooler without the water bottle on the top, and it grabs condensation out of the air, upwards of 7-plus gallons a day with their smallest unit, and sends it through 7 to 12 filters, depending on which unit you get. The cleanest, best water you can find out there. It's so good. Hadn't been through the whole water table and all the toxins and waste that's out there and a lot of the tap water or even bottled water. Acolablue.com, ECOLOBLUE.com, or give them a call at 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, Acolablue.com. They've got a lot of specials running this month, so be sure and check out their website, Acolablue.com. Now we go to David McMichael. He'll be with us about 15 minutes into the next hour. He's a former Central Intelligence Agency analyst, 10-year veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps. He was a counterinsurgency expert in Southeast Asia for his four-year tour there. He also serves as an analyst for the National Intelligence Council. McMichael graduated MA with a PhD in history from the University of Oregon. And it just goes on and on with all of his whistleblowing. He resigned from the CIA in July of 83 because he felt the agency was misrepresenting intelligence for political reasons. But we see a lot of that today, don't we, where these contractors that have a stake in exaggerating things to get funds are caught lying constantly, or the lies about WMDs in Iraq. His public resignation from the agency gave credence and notability to the vocal indictment of the Reagan administration's policy towards Central America. He was considered the key witness in the Nicaragua versus the United States. The case was heard in 86 for the International Court of Justice. And it just goes on from there. He's a member of Veterans of Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, founded by Ray McGovern, and the Association of National Security Alumni, and the Association of Responsible Dissent, an outspoken critic of the Iraq War and the Bush administration. He has participated in 6 documentary films. And journalist John Pilger has described him as a CIA renegade. And Ray McGovern said that he's one of the most important experts we can talk to about fake intelligence leading us not just into Iraq, but now Iran. And we have him on because in the last 2 days, Bolton, the former ambassador to the UN, and Jeffrey Goldberg of The Atlantic, who put out key disinfo about WMDs in 2002, they're back all over national television promoting that Iran must be bombed or needs to be attacked, as Bolton's saying, by next week, middle of next week. Here's the headline. Israel has 8 days to hit Iran site, Bolton says, before they fuel the reactor, because then if they hit it, it'll cause a Chernobyl-type meltdown and rain down radiation in the region. It'll obviously be seen as a serious crime against humanity. So joining us is David McMichael. David, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. That rather lengthy CV you gave me only proves I've never been able to hold a regular job.
Ray McGovern, we were getting him on. He's a regular contributor to the show, but he was going to be traveling today, so he couldn't come on. He recommended you and said that you're even more senior in your knowledge, so that's quite a compliment coming from Ray, who we've seen stunning accuracy in his trends forecasting. Let's get into, you want to start at the beginning with Iraq or even before with disinformation you exposed in the 80s or where we're going with Iran?
Yeah, well, look, you can just take as a general statement that disinformation is a principal activity in a wartime situation. And now that we're involved in a war on terror, as we were previously involved in the Cold War, part and parcel of the government direction of that is disinformation. And this is designed, on the one hand, to ensure public support for the policy decided upon by those in control of conduct of foreign policy. And the second aspect, of course, is to delude and punish the designated enemy. So disinformation is, let me put it this way, in going back the CIA background and the conduct of covert operations, a rule of thumb is 75% of covert operations is disinformation. And you just, so that tells you what trust you can have in the statements that are produced by government officials.
And I've now seen public statements by the Pentagon in the last few years that now 90% of what they do is psychological warfare. So they're converting even more into brainwashing, propaganda, disinfo, or info war, as they call it.
Yeah, that's very much part of it, and there are many aspects to that. Going back to the Manchurian candidate days. but that is a huge part of what this vastly expanded Pentagon, plus, of course, this huge apparatus that was exposed in those remarkable articles of now 10 days ago or 2 weeks ago in the Washington Post on this huge expansion of this national security apparat.
Top secret USA 800.
That's precisely it. That's must reading for your listeners.
854,000 highest level private spies. I mean, isn't this really the end of America? A private corporate contractor offshore takeover of frontline combat troops, intelligence, supply, logistics, I mean, everything. And you look at these companies, these are international. It isn't the communist Chinese or the Arabs or the Russians overthrowing the United States. It's the private intelligence takeover and the $2 trillion a year the Defense Department and the contractors are gobbling up.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, you don't have to speak of the end of America. You might reasonably speak of the end of America, the America that perhaps you and I grew up in, but it certainly speaks to the points made so accurately by Howard Zinn, the recently deceased Howard Zinn, I hate to say, in his numerous books on, the people's history and so forth. Is look, what you're dealing with, and I'm glad you raised the point, Alec, on the use, the privatization here, the use of corporations in this. The law requires, in fact, that is right now, the law, as it's put forward in the courts of the United States and elsewhere as well, controlling corporate behavior, is that the fiduciary responsibility of the corporate leadership is to its shareholders, and it is obliged, again, by law, to take all actions which will benefit its shareholders. And if this means in seeking contracts in the national security area to manufacture or enhance the alleged threat, which would justify their getting a contract, that's what they're going to do. And the more influential these people become, and God knows they've been influential for a very long time, this is the way it's going to go. I don't consider that the end of America. I'm just considering it the worsening of America.
Well, I mean, look, the CIA is barred under federal law from domestic operations, but it's come out they're even running local fusion centers, so they don't care. And now they've got private contractors and the CIA and the Army picking targets and running drone attacks. And so that really is a covert takeover of the government when you have these private interests in many areas now dwarfing people that are in government service. And I had Hamid Ghul, the former head of Pakistani intelligence, on yesterday. And, he was saying that, look, he said, I'm not involved in the Taliban or Al-Qaeda. This is ridiculous. They're attacking people in Pakistan to stir up the tribal areas, to destabilize our country, so they have a pretext to widen the war here. And he said, these private contractors have an incentive to lie about this, to expand the war. And you know, he was saying they were there 2 years ago. The Pentagon lied. Now they admit they are there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's telling the complete truth, but I
Alex, I think the key phrase you used in quoting Hamid Ghul there with, about these corporations that are involved is they have an incentive, he said, to expand the alleged threat, to create conditions in which their contracts will be extended, expanded, and inadequately supervised. And that's absolutely correct. And that, as I said, is the by corporate law, as practiced in court, that is the obligation of the corporate leadership, is to do everything legally possible to enhance the profits to the shareholders.
But the CIA isn't allowed without warrants on paper to spy on the American people. How do they then come out and admit that there's almost a million private contractors with the highest security clearance spying on the American people? I mean, Poindexter 6 or 7 years ago got in trouble for Total Information Awareness Network, and then the Washington Post reported, well, they just made it private, so that's okay. I mean, to me, that makes it even more illegal.
Yeah, well, I would say the question of legality, of course, will be handled in the courts. And one of the unfortunate, and I can tell you this from a lot of direct experience with this in cases, I used to put out a publication called Unclassified for some years. It ceased publication about 8 or 9 years ago now, a little longer than that. But I had a section in there, which is published every 2 months, on shadow justice, describing the way the United States courts, at the local and especially at the federal level, handled cases in which the government came forward and argued classified material, national security, and the general 99%, with the exception, by the way, of the of Judge Walsh, who handled the Iran-Contra cases, who was, in my view, one of the great heroes of the American legal system.
So the default is
the point I'm going to make here is that when you're talking about the courts and is it illegal, is 90% of the cases the federal courts will wash their hands of any case in which the government comes forward and says national security, classified material, and I've heard this phrase used over and over again. Well, as the judges, you know, we can't understand the intricacies of the intelligence system, which is like a great mosaic, you see, and if you only move one tile in it, you know, it could disrupt the whole thing. So, case dismissed.
Well, that's the issue since 1947 with the National Security Act. Tens of trillions of dollars spent, total secrecy.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it began good, which the evidence shows it clearly didn't, I mean, it's an absolute 100% prescription for tyranny.
Well, it certainly leads that way. And I think one of the things that I have focused on over the years is this use of the term national security, which has no real definition. And one of the, you know, marks that you can give, the plus mark you can give to Dwight Eisenhower, who, of course, warned about the military-industrial complex and leaving, but who's deliberately refused to use the term national security. He said, national defense, I can understand. He says, national security, what is that? And there is no legal definition for it, but it's been used to, justify or at least rationalize a whole range of government activities over the years, which, you know, I think you accurately describe as tyrannical, certainly unconstitutional.
Well, David, we know why Eisenhower really got upset. He even wrote about it some. LLMs came to him and said, we want to bomb D.C. and Miami, attack Marine Corps bases, and blame it on the Cubans and the Russians. And he said no. They brought it to Kennedy, and he fired him. So we know why he was getting concerned.
Oh, yeah. No, there are, believe me, there are not, you know, when you say that, you know, the reaction of most people is to say, well, what kind of nutcases are those who can, you know, walk into the Oval Office and give that sort of advice to a president of the United States, that there must be something wrong with the system that allows these people to go around, not wearing a straitjacket. benefit, of course, is the reaction. There's a famous instance early on in the history of the CIA when concern was being expressed about activities, which going back to Iran was the great success in overthrowing the elected government of Iran back in the 1950s.
Operation Ajax.
Yes, of course. And when Alan Dulles, head of the CIA, a very crafty guy, by the way, proposed that to the Senate that he would like to bring in groups of senators and explain to them exactly what this new CIA was doing, is the then senior senator from Massachusetts told him, no, there are things we'd rather not know about.
So there's also this implied consent where the government really does know what's going on. They just like to basically have that plausible deniability. Stay there, sir. Retired senior CIA analyst. We'll talk more with him straight ahead.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Okay, let's go straight back to retired CIA analyst and whistleblower David McMichael. This is a short segment, so let's get right to it. We appreciate you joining us, sir.
Oh.
We're seeing a near identical repeat of the propaganda used on Iraq 8 years ago, again with Iran. Can you speak to this?
Yeah. This has been going on for a very long time, and I call it the creation of a false crisis involving Iran and its nuclear program. Now, to put it the shortest way possible. Iran, which is an original signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty back in the 1970s under the Shah's government, of course, when the United States was very eager to assist Iran in developing a nuclear power industry, has been charged since the overthrow of the Shah and the establishment of the Islamic Republic with the intention to not simply to develop a nuclear power industry, but that is a cover for its desire to produce nuclear weapons, which, of course, is prohibited by the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, the NPT. Well, these accusations have been made for a very long time. The Iranians have insisted, as a matter of fact, their chief spiritual leader, and I have my problems with the Sharia types who dominate a certain aspect of Iranian public life. They've emphasized, even in that period, that Islamic law prohibits the manufacture or use of these weapons of mass destruction, nuclear weapons, and so forth. But in any case, it's been an article of faith, excuse the expression, coming both from certain elements in our foreign policy establishment, and especially from Israel and its adherents and followers in the United States. I think we can use the AIPAC, the American-Israeli Political Action Committee, is the symbol of this, to insist that Iran is deliberately pursuing this creation of nuclear weapons, which represents an existential threat to Israel, particularly, and subsequently, of course, to the United States and its interests in the Middle East. Now, I should emphasize that the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, which is charged under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty to investigate and the nuclear programs of every country in the world, consistently found that Iran was not engaged in or intending the production of nuclear weapons. 3 years ago, there was a National Intelligence Estimate. These are products produced by the National Intelligence Council, the grouping of all the United States intelligence agencies, which found that despite the uproar that Iran had ceased any nuclear weapons programs back in 2003 and had not reconstituted them. Now, I know a little bit about these types of programs. Brazil, even Sweden, Argentina, other countries have them. As a matter of fact, any country which has a significantly sized military has nuclear weapon programs in the sense that studies are done within their military.
David McMichael, we've got a break. We're back in 70 seconds. We'll continue where we left off. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.